భద్రం కర్ణేభిశృణుయామదేవాః భద్రం పశ్యేమాక్షభిర్యజత్రాః స్థిరైరంగైస్తుష్టువాగుంసస్తనూభిః వ్యశేమదేవహితం యదాయుః స్వస్తి న ఇంద్రో వృద్ధశ్రవాః స్వస్తి నః పూషా విశ్వవేదాః స్వస్తి నస్తార్క్షో అరిష్టనేమిః స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః.
మంత్ర నెంబర్ 8, సెకండ్ చాప్టర్, పేజ్ నెంబర్ 28.
దేవానామ శివన్హిత మహాం పితృణాం ప్రథమాస్వధాం ఋషీణాం చరితం సత్యం అథర్వాంగిరసామసీ.
పిప్పలాద మహర్షి, ద గురు ఆన్సరింగ్ ద సెకండ్ క్వశ్చన్ ఆస్క్డ్ బై ది భార్గవః. దెర్ ఆర్ త్రీ క్వశ్చన్స్. హౌ మెనీ దేవాస్ ఆర్ దేర్? అమాంగ్ దెమ్, ద సెకండ్ క్వశ్చన్ ఈస్ అమాంగ్ దెమ్ హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ క్లెయిమింగ్ దే ఆర్ ఓన్లీ కాజ్ ఫర్ ది సస్టెనెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ body or all beings. The third question, among them who is the greatest, who is the varishtha? For two questions he gives very briefly answer. How many devas? Devas means all the sense organs are presided over by the devas. Presiding deities are there. All these are called devas. Indriyas are none other than devas. When I say devas means you have to remember Chakshur Indriyam, Shrotra Indriyam, ఘ్రాణ ఇంద్రియం, హస్త ఇంద్రియం, పాద ఇంద్రియం, ఆల్ దీస్ ఇంద్రియాస్. గోళకం ఇంద్రియ శక్తి అండ్ ద ప్రిసైడింగ్ డైటీ బిహైండ్ దట్ పవర్, ఆల్ దీస్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్. సో ఐ నీడ్ నాట్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ బికాస్ ఎవ్రీ ఇంద్రియం ఈస్ దేర్ అండ్ ఇస్ అన్ అబోర్డ్ టు స్టే గోళకం. So, Indriyam by itself is Jadam. But Indriyam, invisible power is there, that is Shakti. For that Shakti only we call it as Devata. Seeing power, hearing power, smelling power, that Shakti alone is called Devata. So, that's why Devanam. So all these devas, among them pranaha varishtaha. Once that prana is the greatest, no? But these indriyas are claiming we are only great. 5 + 5 + 5 + 4, totally 19. So panchabhutas, instead of putting pranas, you have to keep there panchabhutas. Panchajnanendriyani, panchakarmendriyani, sense organs of knowledge, 5 sense organs of action, and 5 elements and antahkarana. Manas, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. They are all claiming we are great. Then prana tried to go away, out. Even though prana is telling I am great, because of me only you are all surviving, means they ignored the prana, they insulted the prana. Once prana is going out, all of them are losing their power. Then they recognize and they understood that prana is the greatest, supreme, powerful entity in the body, and they started praising. That stuti only we are seeing. Prana alone is everything. So in Tamil also we say veerukku veeru ennu solluvom. Enakku veeru ennu solluvom. When you want to compare a person, when you love so much, you know, with prana you compare, that means ange kuda prananda. So here deva namasi, all these sense organs are praising. What they are telling, Agni is supposed to do a big courier service. All the oblations Agni Devata only carry and give to that devas. But really speaking, you are Vanni Tamaha. Vanni means Agni, fire. Agni is the Vahakaha, who is the carrier, like caravan, no? He carries. Really speaking, not the Agni, you are the, you, the prana alone is the real courier, service doing. Devanam, for all devatas, you are providing the oblations. Who are they? For example, he gives Pitrunam Pradhama Swadha. You are the one who carries that first, you know, Swadhana, first pindam, whatever the rice they give, that you prana alone carrying and giving to the Pitru Devatas. So you are the first one. Pitrunam Pradhama Swadha. The first offering food is called Pradhama Swadha. Swadha means that which is offering to Pitru Devatas. Rishinam Charitam Satyam. All these rishis, the wise people, no, who are all contributing the society, who are living the truthful, no, life, no, straightforward life. Rishinam Charitam Satyam. That second line we are seeing, Rishinam Charitam, the literal meaning, I said all rishis contributed to the society, and two rishis, Atharva Angirasa, has mentioned. But what Shankaracharya is giving that different meaning. Rishi means sense organs, he said. Rishati Janati. Each sense organ knows, understands. Eyes are knowing the forms, the ears are knowing the sounds. Each one sense organ doing what? Janati. So sense organs also can be called rishi. Here Atharva Angirasa means it's adjective to sense organs. This point only I have to mention. Atharvayati Pushnati iti Atharva. The sustainer of all beings. You are the prana who sustains this all sense organs. Atharvayati. Sense organs are very, very important in the body. You are the one who are sustaining these sense organs. Otherwise, these sense organs cannot They are telling, we the sense organs are sustained by you, prana. Pushnati, atharvayati. Then, angiras meaning is, angi means dehaha. Dehanam rasaha. So, angi means dehaha. Angani asya asti iti angi. Angani asya asti iti angi. That which has got limbs, angas. Anganam dehanam rasaha sarabhutaha iti. You are the one who is the essence, the juice of all the limbs. That is the angi rasam asi. Asi means you are the rasa of every angan. Sap and matter, rasa. Here. Rishinam, charita means what? Their functions. Their functions. Functions of the sense organs are sustained by you. You are the essence behind them. Manartha. The function of all the sense organs nourished. All the sense organs nourish the individual. Because of sense organs only we are nourished. The individual, and the essence of the individual is prana shakti alone. So sense organs are only nourishing the individual. The sense organs are nourished by the prana shakti. That means what? Prana shakti only nourishing the body. In artha. Next mantra. Mantra number 9. Indrastvam prana tejasam.
Indrastvam prana tejasam.
Rudrosi parirakshitam.
Rudrosi parirakshitam.
Tvam antarikshe charasim. Suryastvam jyotisham patihi.
Suryastvam jyotisham patihi.
We are all learned from Prashnopanishad only. When we want to praise the person, you are Indran, you are Chandran, you are Suryan, children, will you? Where from we have borrowed now, we understand? From Prashnopanishad. All these sense organs are telling to that prana, you are Indraha, you are Suryaha, praising. Indraha tvam, he prana, o prana, tvam, you are Indraha. Indra me bale shritaha balagam hridaye. That Indra power, the shakti, is none other than you alone. Hastayor Indraha, the Indra Devata, presiding deity of Hasta, hands. So that presiding deity of Hasta, that Indra is none other than what? Prana Shakti. That is the meaning. Tejasa means by your power. From Indraha. Tejas means power. O prana, by your power, you are none other than Indraha. Then, parirakshita rudraha asi. Rudrosi parirakshita means, rudra means here, there are, the literal meaning also is there. Ruhu means dukkham. Ruhu means dukkham, rauti rutaha ruvanti, rudravati, to cause to go the sorrow. You are the cause to remove the sorrow. That's why whoever chant rudram, they never get sorrow. The Rudram mantra itself tells, it removes the sorrow. That's why in Rudram also, Mano mahanta urtamano arbhakam mana vukshanta mutamana vukshitam. This is Rudra comes, the word comes here. Mano vadhi pitaram mota mataram priyamanas tanvo rudra ririshaha. This Rudra comes. Manasto ketana ye mana ayushigoshu mano ashveru shuririshaha. Next line also Rudra name comes. Viran mano rudra bhamito vadhi. That Rudra, same Rudra here. Parirakshitan. He protects. How he protects? By removing the sorrow, he protects. Rudra Parayanam, Parayanam is very, very significant. You know, chanting also. Then that is the meaning. Rudra Parirakshita means the one who protects. You are the protector in the form of Rudra. Tvam antarikshe charasi, antarikshe vayurupena charasin. Who is moving in the antarikshamanna? Surya. Surya rupena va, vayurupena va, antarikshe charasi. These are all are apekshikam. Don't take absolutely. Okay. Gaunam. Tvameva suryaha. Tvam eva suryaha. You are the sun. And you are the jyotisham patihi. All the luminaries. How many luminaries are there in the sky? You see it, akasha. How many stars? Each star is a luminary. Even sun is a luminary, moon is a luminary, all are the illuminators. Patihi means you are the Lord. You are the Lord of all illuminaries. Because of you only, they are all illumining everything. So Chandra, Surya, all of them, Manaso Chandramana. Manas Daivam evaram presiding deity. Chandra, lunar, that is the lunatic. Manasu edavadhu problem unda enna solluvom? Lunatic. Adhu madri. So Lord Prana alone is the jyotihi, jyotisham patihi. Lord of all luminaries like Surya, Chandra. You are the one who is moving antarikshen. In the space, intermediary space, you are moving. So, nothing else is there other than you. And chollradhukku oru vaarthai sonna podum. Adhu sonna we can't assimilate this much. Adhukku onnu 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 na chollanum. So, each and everything we have to point out. Next mantra. Mantra number 10. Yadatvam abhivarshayatyetaha. Sorry. Yadatvam abhivarshayasim. Yadatvam abhivarshasim. Athemaf pranate prajaham.
Athemaf pranate prajaham.
Anandam rut. Rupastishtanti ananda rupastishtanti kamayannam bhavishyati tim
kamayannam bhavishyati tim.
Okay. Yada tvam varshyasi, when you pour water. Varshyasi means vrishtihi. In the first line itself, prana is there. That is sambodhana. He prana. Tvam eva, you alone, abhivarshyasi. when you alone give the vrishti, the rain, yada, when, what happen? You give rain to whom? Te prajaha, for these people, for these beings. Atha imah prajaha. Atha plus ima, athema. It's a very difficult to split these mantras also. Atha plus ima. Then what will happen when you vrishti, when you give the vrishti rain to these people, ima prajaha, vrishti riti, vrishtihi natural, varshyasi and vrishtihi ityartha. Vrishti means rain. Prajaha anandarupa stishtanti. They remain happily, they enjoy. Atha imah prajaha anandarupaha tishthanti. They are all happy. There is a tripti. Ananda means what? Tripti, contentment because of rain. That's why when rain comes, we are very happy. Especially Madras people, you know. Chennai people are very happy when the rain comes. All are like Chataka Pakshima, opening their mouth and looking at the sky for the rain's sake. Why people are all happy when you give the rain? Because the rain gives annam. Kamayannam bhavishyatiti. The reason is, plenty of food is available once the rain comes. Plenty of food removes the famine. Drought won't come. Ativrishti, anavrishti won't take place. Because of rains, lot of prosperity, lot of food, and you can eat plenty. Once you have so much to eat, what will happen? Anandamo ananda. Or what? In Africa, போய் வந்தா நல்லா தெரியும் நமக்கு. அது பசியன்னா என்னன்னு தெரியும். ஒரு பிரெட்டுக்காக ரொம்ப கஷ்டப்படுறேன். So therefore, if rain is there, lot of food is available. Kamayanam, kamayana, whatever they desire, any type of food. You see, Madras, Chennai, all types of fruits, all seasons you are getting, nowhere. இந்த பழமுதிரிக்கு போய் பார்க்கணும் அங்கே எத்தனை ஃப்ரூட்ஸ். யூ கோ டு கிரெயின்ஸ் ஷாப், ஹவு மெனி கிரெயின்ஸ், ஹவு மெனி வெரைட்டிஸ், ஹவு மெனி ஃப்ரூட்ஸ் வி ஆர் கெட்டிங் நோ, பிளென்டி. தட்ஸ் வை வென்ஸ் யூ சீ ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம், யூ ஹேவ் பி ஹாப்பி அண்ட் ஈட் மோர் ஹாப்பி. வாட் எவர் யூ வாண்ட் யூ வில் கெட். So this ananda comes to the people. How this is, they are getting ananda because of plenty of food, whatever they desire. How food is coming? Because of rain. Who is giving rain? You are only giving. That's why we do namaskara. That's why prana, oh prana, varsham, varuna, devata is none other than prana shakti alone. That's why whenever rain comes, never run away from the rain. Hey, malavardhu, report, boo, chollakoodadhu. That means you are insulting the rain. Even they say, in Shastra they say, when rain is coming, people should not run. Odakoodadha. Apdi mullama nadandhi ponuma. How many of you do like that? Mala vandhadhe paarung, gudagadagadagana, people run. According to Shastra, we are not supposed to run. That means what? We are running away from the rain and we are all hating as it were. உடம்புக்கு என்னாகுமா ஓடி 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 என்று சொல்லுவான். இது பண்ணக்கூடாதா? Shastra says, there is a shloka for that. Okay. So therefore, all people are very happy. Annam bhavishyati napsh. They will get plenty of food. That's why India, our country, is the most most prosperous country because of these Himalayas, you know. There are lot of herbal plants. Lot of aushadhis are there. Why this land is so fertile? Na? Because of that land, when that rain falls, that herbal, the sara of that herbs, aushadhis, will slowly come to this river. And the river lok vandhi, and the water lok mix ahuma. அது ஓடி ஓடி அப்படியே வந்து த ரிவர் இட் ஸ்ப்ரெட்ஸ் டு த லேண்ட்ஸ் தட்ஸ் வை இந்தியா இஸ் சோ ஃபர்டைல் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தோஸ் ஔஷதீஸ் திஸ் லேண்ட் இஸ் சோ ஃபர்டைல் ஹியர் கெட் பிளென்டி ஆஃப் ஃபுட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சம் செல்ஃபிஷ் பீப்புள் ஆர் சஃபரிங் பட் அவர் கண்ட்ரி த லேண்ட் இஸ் ப்ரொடியூசிங் சஃபிஷியன்ட்லி மோர் தேன் எனஃப் வி ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர் தெர் இஸ் நோ பாவர்ட்டி இன் இண்டியா. There is only selfishness is equal to poverty. That's all. Really speaking, we are really till today, in spite of this much population, till our land is producing plenty so much. In spite of all these problems, acres and acres will flooded. In spite of that, we are getting. Now, see, in Andhra, 20,000 of acres, they lost. In spite of that, we are not getting famine. In spite of these cyclones, attacks, we are not getting famine and anartha. Other side, we are getting so many. So nice land this is. Next mantra, mantra number 11. Another interpretation Shankaracharya gives, யதாத்வம் அபிவர்ஷசி இமா பிரஜாஹ பிராணதே. ஹி கிவ்ஸ் அனதர் மீனிங் ஆச்சாரியா. தே சர்வைவ் பிராணதே மீன்ஸ் தே சர்வைவ் த வெரி லைஃப் டிபெண்ட் ஆன் ரெயின். இஃப் ரெயின் இஸ் நாட் தேர் தெர் இஸ் குளோபல் வார்மிங். பிராணத்தே மீன்ஸ் பிராணந்தே. பிராணந்தே மீன்ஸ் பிராணதி. பிராணந்தி பிராணந்தி மீன்ஸ் ஜீவந்தி. ஜீவந்தி மீன்ஸ் சேஷ்டா குர்வந்தி. இது ஆல் மீனிங்ஸ் ஹி கிவ்ஸ். ஸோ யூ ஆர் த பவர் பிஹைண்ட் ஆல் த தேவதாஸ் ஈவன் வருண தேவதா ஆல்சோ. விருஷ்டி கிவ்ஸ் திருப்தி. நாட் ஓன்லி ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ், ஈவன் பிளான்ட்ஸ், birds, animals, they are so happy. You see the birds chirping, no? When the rain comes, they are so happy, thrilled. Next, 11th mantra. Vratyastvam pranaika rishirittam. Sorry.
Vratyastvam
pranaika rishiratta vishvasya satpatihi. வயமாத்யஸ்ய தாதாரஹ. பிதாத்வம் மாதரிஷ்வானஹ. மாதரிஷ்வனஹ. வ்ராத்யத்வம் வ்ராத்ய. Vratya means, literal meaning is an outcast. An outcast person is called Vratya. Impure person, an artha. Here, in this mantra, there is a figure of speech. Alankara, Nindastuti Alankara. Nindastuti means praising through scolding. That is Nindastuti. Praising through scolding. How these sense organs, all devas are praising and criticizing indirectly. They are telling, oh prana, you are vratyahana. You are impure one. How prana can become impure? Pranaihi, prana eka, ekarshi, ekarshihi, atta, vishvasya, Satpati. Now we see Vratya word first. There is a shloka. What is this Ninda Stuti? Vukti Vyaja Stutir Ninda Stuti Bhyam Stuti Nindayoh. Kasvardhini Vivekaste Papinaha Nayase Divam. This mantra shloka tells Ganga Devi, how can you become great? You are taking all the sinners to Swargaloka. The second line tells, how can you become great? You are taking all the sinners to Swargaloka. Other way, criticizing. Even sinners and Goda you are sending to Swargaloka. And Shallu Madre. Ninda and Stuti. And you know, like that. And same when I am reading this same thing, today I heard about this Ninda Stuti in one program. One Bhagavatar, Aravamudacharya, he is singing about the Alwar. There he is talking about this Ninda Stuti. Tyagaraja sang a song. In that, Rama, your devotees, yaar kashtapadala? Na, yallar kashtanda. Whoever worship you, they will suffer. He sang like that, Ninda Stuti. So, and the Bhagavatar vandit, in the Alvar Pati Sholam bod, and the Tyagaraja Visham kondu vanditar, adaha. So, adi madri, Ninda Stuti engrathu, your alankaram. No. So, Vyaja Stuti Alankara, this is called. What is the meaning here? See, Brahmana, Vaishya and Kshatriyas have this Upanayana Samskara. Then they will become Dvijas. And they are free from all these impurities. The three threads, you know, the Upanayanam, Ajnopavitam, represents three Vedas. And once this boy has gone to this Upanayanam, then he is very pure in artha. He cannot live as he likes. Raga dvesha taginda madri vala kudadu. He has to live according to Shastra prescriptions. So dvijaha, very pure person in artha. Otherwise, they are called Vratyahan. So, Kshatriya and Vaishyas are also have got this Upanayana Samskara. Samskara. Samskara means a purificatory rite. R-I-T-E. A purificatory ritual. So, that purificatory ritual is not there for you, O Prana. How can you be pure? That samskaram is pannli unnikki upanayinam is ahala. Upanayinam anadane samskaram varu unnikki samskaram varla upanayinam ahala. Adinala you are not pure. You are vratyaha. It is scolding. Adilu meaning irikke is praising. That's why here an incidental point. What is the right age of upanayana for brahmanas? Many students ask, what is the right age swamini? Eppudu upanayinam pannalamana? The Upanayanam right age for Brahmanas is 5 to 7 years. Ippo 33 years. Kalyanam aaradhik munnadi, 1 hour munnadi. So I am not talking about these days, those days. No. Still there are people, no. They do. Brahmanas is the age, correct age. Then Kshatriyas 9 to 11. Kshatriyas, Rajas. 9 to 11 years kulla upanayanam aaganum. Then Vaishyas vandu 11 to 13. This is the right age for the upanayanam for all these three people. The upanayana age. So without upanayana samskara, a person will fall. No? A person will fall spiritually. No? Like Shudra, by choice or in some default, they will fall. That's why Upanayana Samskara is very, very important. who is not having this upanayana samskara is called vratyaha. Adukku dhaan sonna idellame edukkena vratyana enna puriyiradhu ippo. Adanal upanayana samskaram pannanum, and panna adinude value theriyanum, anushtanam pannanum, sandhyavandanam pannanum. Okay, anyhow, now you are asamskrutaha. பிராண யூ ஆர் அசம்ஸ்கிருதாக. உனக்கு சம்ஸ்காரம் பண்ணுறதுக்கு யார் இருக்கு? அப்பா கிடையாது, அம்மா கிடையாது. பிரம்மன் வந்து யுவர் ஃபாதர், ஹீ கேனாட் டூ சம்ஸ்காரா டு யூ. ஹீ இஸ் கிவிங் த ரீசன் வை யூ ஆர் வ்ராத்யான்னா, ஃபஸ்ட் ரீசன் இஸ் யூ ஹவ் நாட் அண்டர் கான் திஸ் உபநயன சம்ஸ்காரம். டூ ரீசன்ஸ் ஹீ கிவ்ஸ். பிரதமஜத்வாத் சங்கராச்சாரிய கிவ்ஸ் வாட் ஆர் த டூ ரீசன்ஸ் ஹீ கிவ்ஸ். Because of two reasons, Hiranyagarbha is called Vratyaha. That reason is, Pradhamajatvat Samskartuhu Abhavat. You are the first born. You are the first born. Since you are the first born, Brahman and Maya cannot do Upanayanam to you. So, Pradhamajatvat. Samskartuhu abhavat. For you, no one is there to do samskara. This is the first reason. Therefore, you are vratyaha. Idella Shankaracharya kalpana. Alaga irukum. The second reason is, samskaraha means purification. Hiranyagarbhasya nityam samskrita swarupatvat. You are ever pure. Where is the necessity of samskara? You are ever pure. Where is the necessity of samskara? That Hiranyagarbhasya nityam samskrita swarupatvat. Being ever pure, no purificatory rites are necessary for you, O prana. So definition wise, he is vratyaha. But status wise, he is Shuddha. That is why they say Rama, when another example, beautiful example, the poet writes, when Rama was ruling Ayodhya, they say there was no Data in his country. Data and the giver. Danam pandravane kadiyada. And the Ramar kalatila. Apadena ellarume stingy people. அப்படி இல்லை, ஆல் ஆஃப் தேம் ஆர் ரிச். சி வண்டர்ஃபுல் தியா, அந்த அந்த கவினுடைய அதுதான் கிரேட்னஸ் ஆஃப் த ஆத்தர். ஆல் ஆஃப் தேம் ஆர் ரிச், ஹூ இஸ் தேர் டு டேக்? ஸோ வென் தெர் இஸ் நோ நெசசிட்டி டு டேக், ஹூ வில் கிவ் டு ஹூம்? தேர் ஆர் நோ கிவர்ஸ், தேர் ஆர் நோ டேக்கர்ஸ். அதுதான் ராமராஜ்யம். The greatness of Ramaraja. So everyone is karodupati, richest person. No one need to give any dana. Enak edhuku appa enak irukke daname vendana. This is the peak, highest, to say Ramaraja eppadi irundadhu solradhukku idu onnu podum, or statement. So therefore, just Nindastuti. This is also Nindastuti Alankara. Rama example. Now, this Vratya is over. Ekarshihin. Ekarshihi Atta Vishwasya Satpatihi. Ekarshi means here, the Ekarshi Vratam is there. Mundakopanishat Visa. முண்டக விரதம் பண்ணும்போது ஏகர்ஷி ஃபயர் தே ஹாவ் டு யூஸ். இது அனதர் பெரிய டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன். ஏகர்ஷி ஃபயர்னா என்ன? பிகாஸ் திஸ் தேர் ஆர் சோ மெனி ஃபயர்ஸ். வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் ஃபயர்ஸ்? பிகாஸ் த கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் ஹேஸ் கம், வி கேன் நோ. பர் மோக்ஷத்துக்கு இதெல்லாம் தேவையில்லை. ஸோ அகடமிக்கலி இஃப் யூ நோ, இட் இஸ் வெரி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங். சி இன் கிரகஸ்தாசிரம கிரஹ்ய கர்மான. திஸ் ஏகர்ஷி ஃபயர் இஸ் யூஸ்டு பை த அதர்வவேதி. சின்ஸ் திஸ் பிரஷ்னோபனிஷத் இஸ் பிலாங் டு அதர்வவேதா, Therefore, this Upanishad uses the word ekarshi, fire. Okay, that is the clue. Now, ekarshi fire means there are so many fires are also there, agnis. What are they? Grihya karma ke varumadri fire. Then Soma Yaga, Vajipeya Yaga, Kariri Yaga, idhikella or thani fire. What is Grihya karma? That karma which is confined to family is called Grihya karma. Like Vivaha, Garbhadhanam, Upanayanam. In the time of they use fire, Agnihotram. And Soma Yaga, Vajpaya Yaga, all these are not for family sake, for society sake. So at that time, what type of fire they kindle? For example, during Vivaha time, the Grihastha kindle the Garhya Patyagni. Garha Patyagni. That time this Garha Patyagni, if put out for suppose, it is sure have to be lifelong, he has to maintain that. And the Garha Patyagni, when they kindle at the time of marriage, if suppose it puts off, no, it goes away by mistake, he has to go to another person, Grihastha, and get the that fire. And adinal even prayaschittam pannanum. And this Garha Patyagni should not be used for any Agnihotram. In the Garha Patyagni Mulama Avahani Agni Kunduvaranam. From Garha Patyagni he has to kindle the Avahani Agni. From that Avahani Agni he has to do Agnihotram. After doing this Agnihotram kindling, he has to put this Avahani Agni into Garhapatya Agni. Ivula restrictions. There is no time to see TV, cinema, all these things. Those people are busy with rituals. So this is about Garhapatya Agni, Avahani Agni. And there are, you know, different homakundas also. See, one Garhapatyagni ki oru madri shape lo homakundam pannanam. Somayaji yagam pannam bodhu oru madri idu pannanam. Avahani yagni ki oru madri homakundam. Circular, rectangular, idellam shapes ella adukku thagandha madri kanak, bricks kuda kanak. Evlo height, ethana bricks, enge kattanam. Idellame namakku enna paithyam thonum. Aana adella significance very much relevant. No? Garhapatyagni. Garhapatya, one type of homakunda. Once the fire comes from that homakunda, it is Garhapatyagni. And another agni is Avahani Agni. Thani homakunda. Adilo ondhi vandha fire ki Avahani Agni peru. Adhe madri Avahatya anadhi oru fire. Adhiku homakunda thani. Adilo ondhi fire vandha adhi Avahatya Agni fire. அதே மாதிரி ஏகர்ஷி அக்னி என்ன அதுக்கு தான் சொல்ல வந்தேன். இப்போ இந்த ஏகர்ஷிங்கிறது ஒரு அக்னி. எப்படி நாச்சிகேத அக்னி கட்டோபனிஷத்து வயசா அதே மாதிரி ஏகர்ஷி அக்னின். ஸோ பிராணா இஸ் ஏகர்ஷி ஆல்சோ, அதுதான் அர்த்தம். பிராணா இஸ் ஏகர்ஷி ஆல்சோ. Sarva Havisha Atta. This fire, Ekarshi fire, is none other than Prana. Sarvasya, all oblations are offered to you. Who you are? Ekarshi. Why you are Ekarshi only, not Avahaniya? Because of the Prashna Upanishad. Clear the ipo? இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் உங்களுக்கு இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இருக்கு, எனக்கு பிடிச்சிருக்கு. ஸோ சர்வ விஸ்வஸ்ய சத்பதிஹீன. ஸோ விஸ்வஸ்ய சத்பதிக்கு முன்னாடி அத்தா இஸ் தேர். அத்தா மாமா எல்லாம் நினைக்காதுங்க. இங்கே அத்தான்னா த ஈட்டர் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஆப்லேஷன்ஸ். Who is the eater of all oblations? Ekarshi fire. Who is Ekarshi fire? Prana. So prana is the eater of all oblations. Sarva havisha atta. Atta attaro attaraha. Rikarantaha pumlingaha. Atru shabdaha. You are the eater in the form of Ekarshi fire. அப்பா ஒரு ஆத்யக ஏகர்ஷிக்கு இவ்வளவு நேரம் எடுத்து பாருங்க. ஓகே, ந விஸ்வஸ்ய சத்பதிஹீன். யூ ஆர் த விஸ்வ மீன்ஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ், சத் மீன்ஸ் நோபல், பதிஹி மீன்ஸ் லார்ட். யூ ஆர் த நோபல் லார்ட் ஆஃப் யூனிவர்ஸ். பிராணோ ஹி பூதானாம் ஆயுஹு, த லார்ட் ஃபார் ஆஃப் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் விஸ்வஸ்ய. Then, vayam adyasya dataraha. Vayam means we, all the sense organs, they are talking. Okay, vayam adyam, adana yogyam adyam. Adana yogyam means we are fit enough for you to consume. They are all telling now, எப்படி திமிரி இருந்து ஒரு ரொம்ப ப்ரைடு வேனிட்டியாக இருந்து இப்போ எப்படி வந்திருக்கா பாரு. We are all fit enough for you to enjoy. தேவா பலிம் ஆவஹந்தீனா. அண்ணா என்ன அர்த்தம்? ஆல் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆர் டெல்லிங் வாட் எவர் வி ஆர் சீயிங், லிசனிங், ஹியரிங், ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் வி ஆர் டேக்கிங் நோ, ஆல் திஸ் கோயிங் டு ஹூம் அண்ணா, அந்த பிராணத்துக்கு தான். ஃபைனலி யூ ஆர் ஓன்லி என்ஜாயிங். So you are adana, we are all adana yogyam and we are right food for you to enjoy. Adyam dataraha means the givers. We are the givers. What? Food for you. Nice, nice forms, nice colors, nice music, nice taste. You are enjoying. We are dataraha to you. Then matarishvatvam naha pita. Matari antarikshe shayate vayuhu. The one who moves in the antariksham, intermediary space. Matarishvaha naha for us. Therefore you are pita, you are the father. Tvam pita naha. You are the naha means for us. Naha is Shashti Ekavachanam, Shashti Bahuvachanam. Asmakam Naha. Matarishvaha means Vayu. You are the one, you are the father of all of us. Vayu is none other than Prana in the form of Pancha Pranas. Okay, next mantra. Mantra number 12.
யாதே தனுர்வாசி பிரதிஷ்டிதம். யா ஶ்ரோத்ரேயா ச சக்ஷுஷீம். யா ச மனசி சந்ததம். சிவாம் தாம் குரு மோத்ரமீஹி.
நவ் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் கண்டினியூங் தேர் பிரைசிங் ஸ்துதி. ஃபைனலி தே சே யா தே தனும். தனு மீன்ஸ் ஷரீரம். Here, shariram is not the right meaning. You have to take tanu means shakti, your power. Santata, second line, pervading. Your shakti pervading where? Vachi, pratishthita, established in walk, in my speech. Walk shakti. Then, ஸ்ரோத்ரே யா சக்தி Shrotra Indriyam. Whatever the power is there in Shrotra Indriyam, that is you alone. Then Yachakshushi, Yashakti, whatever Shakti is there in that eyes, that is you only. Ya Manasi, Sankalpatmakam Manaha, Sankalpa Vikalpatmaka Shakti is none other than Prana, you alone. Manasu Cholradhi, Enakku Onnum Power Illa, Ungaladha. It's telling. Then, therefore, Shivam Tam Kuruna. You do Mangalam to this whole body. Nee irundhada, nangalella irukka mudiyum. Nee irundha indha udambukku nalladhu pannuna. Shivam Kuruna. Make this body survive. Tam in the Strilingam, Tanum also Strilingam. So, Ta Ma Utkrami. So, Ma Utkrami means please don't go. May you not go outside. Poha then go. Iringo. No, you protect us. Do Mangalam, auspicious. Shantam Kuru. Artham. Next mantra. 13th mantra.
Pranasyedam vashe sarvam.
Pranasyedam vashe sarvam.
Tridiveyat pratishthitam.
Tridiveyat pratishthitam.
Mateva putran rakshasva.
Mateva putran rakshasva.
Shrishcha prajnam cha videhinayiti.
Now the final stuti is idam sarvam pranaha vashena. Idam sarvam pranasya vashe pratishthitam. Everything in this universe. இதுக்கு அது இது எதுக்கு சொல்லணும், இது சொல்லிட்டே போனால் எண்ட் ஆகாது பிரஷ்னோபனிஷத்துன்னு சொல்லி ஆல் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் கேம் டு கன்க்ளூஷன். ஸோ எவ்ரி திங் வாட் எவர் இஸ் தேர் இன் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ், இதம் சர்வம் ஆல் அண்டர் யுவர் வஷே, அண்டர் யுவர் கண்ட்ரோல். தே ஆர் ஆல் தாசாஸ், ஸ்லேவ்ஸ் டு யூ. அனி நாட் ஓன்லி இன் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ், த்ரிதிவே. Tridive means swarga, other world, is also under the control of prana. Therefore, yat pratishtitam tridive, whatever is there in that higher lokas also is under your control. Therefore, mata iva asman putran rakshasva. Like a mother, Mata Iva, O Prana, just as Pita Iva ni cholale. Don't mistake me. Okay. Mata is the one who takes care of the child. The Kuputro Jayeta Kumata Nabhavati, Shankaracharya says. There can be a bad son, but they will never have any bad mother. Impossible. பேட் நெவர் இருக்கவே முடியாதுன்னு. ஸோ அது மாதிரி மாதா இவ, வி ஆர் ஆல் லைக் யுவர் சில்ட்ரன். அஸ்மான் புத்திரான், ப்ளீஸ் யூ ப்ரொடெக்ட் ரக்ஷஸ்வ, ப்ரொடெக்ட் ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் லைக் எ மதர். அண்ட் கிவ் ஸ்ரீஹி ச பிரஜா ச விதேஹி நஹ நஹ. ஃபார் ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் யூ கிவ் ஸ்ரீஹி ne prosperity, shreyas, na wealth. What type of wealth? All type of wealth, not only money. Dhanalakshmi, Dhanalakshmi, Vidyalakshmi, Viryalakshmi, Dhairyalakshmi, Vijayalakshmi, ellame all shree put together. Adha enna peru vechukranga, Dhana Shree, Vijay Shree, Jay Shree, ella okkana shree irukum. So you give that everything for us. And that prajna means medhas, intelligence, brilliance. retention power, receiving power, all capacity you have to give for us. Prajnach, videhi, please shower on us, give to us. Naha for us, iti, thus. They all praised the prana. One more point here, stunvanti, fourth mantra, exactly stunvanti he said. Mantra says, fourth mantra la paranga. How they praised in a stunvanti and word irukka. Actually, it is grammatically wrong. Stunvanti. Stuvanti da irkanam. Stavadhatla and stuvanti da irkanam. Stunvanti eppadi varam. Even Madhusudana Saraswati, adella Swamiji solluvaru, adhu naan I am sharing with you. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutaha Stunvanti Divyaistahaihi. Ange avaru Stunvanti eduthittaru. Avaru big grammarian, Madhusudana Saraswati, who is the biggest and greatest commentator of Bhagavad Gita. He also used in a Dhyana Shlokam Stunvanti Divyaistavaihi. And the Stavam Stunvanti. Stunvanti eppadi use panna mudiyum avaru solluvaru. பிரஷ்னோபனிஷத்து இட் செல்ஃப் யூஸ்டு, அதனால நான் யூஸ் பண்ண கூட தப்பு இல்லைன்னு சொல்றாரு. சாந்தச பிரயோகம், ஸோ டோன்ட் ஆஸ்க். ஸோ ஸ்துன்வந்தி இஸ் ஓகே பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் கிவன் பை த உபனிஷத். ஸோ வித் திஸ் த ஸ்துதி இஸ் ஓவர், பிராணஸ்துதி இஸ் ஓவர். How many? First question is also answered. Second question is also answered. Third question is also answered. And the next chapter is going to come as a upasana. Prana upasana. Prana stuti is over. Prana upasana. So what are the three questions? Again we have to see the brief essence. How many devas are there? See the first mantra. And this second. Kataraha etna. Kati ev devaha. Kati devaha. Prajam vidharayante. First question. There so many devas are there. 19 devas are there. Answer given. Kataraha etat prakashayante. How many of them claim? All of them claimed. Nanda person, ellame claim pannita. So among them, who is greater? Ivangalella great illa. Kaha punaresha marishtaha. Third question can answer. Pranaha eva. Enna oru makshika if goes out, all these will go away. Once it come back, they also come back. Adhe madrida. All these devas are under the spell, under the control of main prana. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha. Who is prana? Samashti, sukshma shariram, Hiranyagarbha prana. Do a big namaskara to that Hiranyagarbha. Not samanyam. And the prana is upasana pandaporam. Next chapter, that we'll see in the next class. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி ஹரிஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ.